We just heard how the blues, rock and roll, and American folk music spoke so intimately to musician B. Beeman. Beeman's family came to the U.S. from Sri Lanka, like so many immigrants who come here looking for a new life. San Francisco's Chinatown is full of that history, and that's where we'll go for our next story. Take a walk through Chinatown, and you'll see tourists taking pictures, vendors selling fruit, meat, and tchotchkes. But that's just what's on the surface. Walk around a little longer, and on the right streets, you'll discover a lot more. In this piece, produced by Angel Yang, KALW's Erica Mu takes us to the Chinese Historical Society of America in San Francisco to see how Lenora Lee comes to terms with her past through traditional Chinese music and dance.
Lenora Lee, a native San Franciscan dancer and choreographer, makes large-scale interdisciplinary work that tells stories of Asians in America.
As Asian Americans, our stories aren't represented, one, in the mainstream, and two, artistically.
Lee says her dance piece, Reflections, is a response to what she witnessed as a Chinese-American growing up in San Francisco.
Witnessing a lot of people around me, friends, family, community members, particularly the Chinese and Asian American men, struggle and be challenged with figuring out what their path was in life or what their journey was versus what other people thought they should do. So finding one's own and having the courage to step out and follow your dreams, so to speak.
Reflections is dedicated to the stories of three generations of men in Lee's family. Her paternal grandfather came to the United States from an area in southern China called Toisan, as what's called a paper son.
Meaning that they came over illegally, they bought the identities of somebody that was legal here in order to land in the United States. So they risked quite a bit coming over here, and they left their family, they left the villages, and were trying to continue on, passing on the traditions and the values, but also they knew they had to separate and go through a tremendous amount of hardship.
Lee's father grew up in the United States, but lived in a traditional Chinese family. He was the oldest son of a family of six children. After both of his parents passed away suddenly, he had to make decisions and carry on all the responsibilities for the family. He was straddling two worlds.
I interviewed my father and a lot of his stories about loyalty to family, loyalty to tradition were in there, and how he chose to break away from this sense of loyalty to find his own path.
Lee describes her choreography as a collage rather than a straight narrative. One of the main characters, Raymond Fong, lived through the 70s and 80s in San Francisco's Chinatown, when there was a lot of gang violence between those born in America and those born in China.
There were a large influx of Chinese coming over from Hong Kong and mainland China, and so there was a lot of tension between those two groups, and he witnessed firsthand a lot of his friends pass away because of this violence.
Lee says the Chinese were subjected to racial profiling in Chinatown during the 70s and 80s. They would often be stopped and searched by the police randomly.
Then they were young males that they would often just get searched, and this was a normal routine.
Lee says these are hard stories to tell, especially for the Chinese community.
Those are hush-hush topics, and you don't want to, or we are taught not to bring shame to the family, not to talk about things that are bad, not to talk about things that could shed some bad light to the communities and to the family members. So in a way, there's a certain amount of courage for people, particularly in this piece for my father, for the other artists, for Ray to step forward and say, hey, this is really what was happening at the time.
Lee wants to explore that history and debunk many stereotypes of Asian culture.
So I wanted to dispel this myths of martial arts just as spoofs or just as martial arts flicks or just as martial arts being made fun of by other cultures, and really say, hey, you know, there's a strength there that you cannot see. There's a strength that's moving through these bodies. There's a strength in the forms that is so deeply rooted in Asian cultures that practice martial arts. And this is what you cannot see. This is what we do not talk about, but can it be represented in the piece?
For Lee, Reflections is a way to remember her family's journey from China to San Francisco and back. It connects her to her history and her cultural heritage, to the stories that are hard to put into words, but live on through dance. And Lee hopes it'll be an inspiration to others, Chinese or not, to honor their family struggles and heal the wounds of the past.